In some parts of the country, the top news story the past few weeks has not been the presidential election. Instead, it's been a story involving crack cocaine, the CIA, and the black community in Los Angeles. A series of articles published in August in the San Jose Mercury News traced the origins of the crack epidemic in Los Angeles in the 1980s to Nicaraguan drug dealers. The paper reported the men were selling drugs to raise money for the anti-communist Contras in Nicaragua's civil war. This has been the number one topic on black talk radio stations around the country. It's also spread to the internet, and it's led to a demonstration, to a hunger strike, and to a hearing in the U.S. Senate. As NPR's Margot Adler reports now, the controversy has persisted, even though stories in other respected newspapers have debunked much of the reporting in the Mercury News.
Gary Webb, a reporter for the San Jose Mercury News, says his story was fairly straightforward. A drug ring on the West Coast operating from the early to mid-80s poured thousands of kilos of cocaine into the troubled neighborhoods of South Central Los Angeles.
The drug ring was operated by two men who were working for the FDN, which was the CIA-sponsored Nicaraguan Contra Army. And, I mean, there's a considerable circumstantial evidence that people affiliated with the CIA were aware of it. That is what we said. It has been taken by a lot of people to say, well, you know, the CIA targeted black America, which we never said.
Much of the mainstream media ignored the story when it broke. Only the alternative and black media gave it significant play. But then the Mercury News put the story on its website and began getting hundreds of thousands of hits each day. Other papers began their own investigations. Doyle McManus is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Interviewed on NPR's Talk of the Nation, he said that crack came to the streets of L.A. before the Contras ever existed.
It only took us about 4 days to determine conclusively that these guys that Gary Webb is talking about weren't even close to being the people who introduced crack to L.A. He's just dead wrong.
But while the story has been presented as an argument over whether the black community was targeted by the CIA or simply the victim of economic forces, the idea of the CIA using drug money to help finance covert operations goes back at least to the Vietnam War. As for drugs and the war in Nicaragua, there were Senate hearings on that subject 8 years ago. Last week, Jack Blum, former special counsel at those hearings, told the Senate that back then they found no evidence that drugs were being purposely introduced into the black community. However, Blum added,
"The policymakers absolutely closed their eyes to the criminal behavior of our allies and supporters in that war. The policymakers ignored their drug dealing, their stealing, and their human rights violations."
Just like the Mercury News story, Blum's testimony was highlighted on black-owned radio stations and to a large part ignored by the mainstream media. A conspiracy theory that drugs are being purposely introduced into the black community is also not new. In the 60s, many Black Panthers argued that heroin was an instrument of genocide. Patricia Turner is a professor of African American Studies at the University of California, Davis, and the author of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, A Study of Rumors in the Black Community. Turner traced many beliefs about drugs in that community. During the Reagan administration, some people told her that drugs were introduced to keep blacks down, and added this.
"One of the proofs of this is the name Ronald Wilson Reagan. Each name has six letters in it. That's 666. That means he's the devil incarnate, and we shouldn't trust him." And that was sort of one end of the belief.
She also found many more reasonable views. Turner says rumors can be untrue and still reveal a deeper truth. For example, many people believe those Halloween stories about razor blades and apples, although she says there has only been one reported case. The deeper truth, parents need to watch their children. Roger Wilkins, a professor of history at George Mason University, says the deeper truth about this story for many African Americans is your paranoia is justified.
There is the experience with Martin Luther King and the FBI. There is the outrageous Tuskegee syphilis experiment where black men were permitted to deteriorate untreated. There is deep in the white culture a reflexive response to deny racism.
As for whether blacks were targeted or whether the CIA knew about it, Wilkins believes it's something much simpler.
The government was obsessed with getting rid of the Sandinistas, as you might say, by any means possible.
Amy Goodman, who has covered this story extensively for the Alternative Pacifica Radio Network, says many stories in the mainstream media have been patronizing and paternalistic. They mention the Tuskegee experiments and the FBI's investigation of Martin Luther King, she says.
And so then they say, we understand why the African-American community would believe basically this ridiculous story.
Even if very little crack came into L.A. from the pipeline the San Jose Mercury News described, she says, the key point for the black community is that the CIA knew about drugs coming into this country, and that's certainly what the community is talking about. Roger Wilkins says a man just came up to him the other day and said,
you know they were doing it. Everything they can do to get us, they will do. You hear that in the barbershop, and you hear it on black radio.
A.M. 980. Madison.
Joe Madison is on the air 3 hours every day in the nation's capital. The last 8 weeks, this has been the main topic.
The last time I tried to change a topic on this show, our management got 50 calls in 1 hour. People are demanding, and the lines are lit.
You were talking about how you were thwarted with getting information.
Well, this is one of the reasons we're on this hunger strike. I mean, the CIA...
Joe Madison has not only talked about it. He and activist Dick Gregory are on a hunger strike. It will continue, they say, until certain documents and records are released. Last month, Madison got arrested with Dick Gregory in front of the CIA.
We spent the night in jail. They dropped charges against us.
I can't talk about anything else.
California Representative Maxine Waters. She called a meeting about the issue in Los Angeles. More than 2,000 people showed up. Armstrong Williams is a black conservative who hosts a syndicated talk show. He paints Waters as a demagogue.
People like Congressman Waters and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus derive their credibility by making certain Americans believe that there's a conspiracy against them, by keeping them whipped up into a frenzy, by making them feel that everybody is against them.
But the story will not die. And it's not only black radio that's fueling it. The website of the San Jose Mercury News is still receiving tens of thousands of hits a day. Pacifica's Amy Goodman says the internet has given the story bigger play.
First of all, we're talking about a regional paper, the San Jose Mercury News, that has used this technology of the World Wide Web to get the story out. And it's also novel that it's the African-American community that is getting access to the web, you know, this highly technological resource.
And on the World Wide Web, all sources seem equal. Established sources of information and alternative ones compete on a more level playing field. But at the moment, it is perception and the shared history of this nation's black community that is largely defining the reality of this story. I'm Margo Adler reporting.